Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first installment of the Dabble with Des. If you don't already know me, my name is Desiree. I figure this first episode could be more of an introduction. We'll keep things light the first time around. But thank you for tuning in. It is currently 8 a.m. Sunday morning. What are you typically doing at 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning? You go to work? Are you still sleeping? Are you up enjoying a nice cup of coffee? Maybe a nice cup of herbal tea? I figure there's no better time than to roll straight out of bed and jump on my computer and turn my mic on and start talking into the ether. Oh man. This is something I could probably get used to. It's a lot better than what I'm typically doing on a Sunday morning, which is usually work of some sort. And this doesn't feel like work. It's nice to take a break from the mundane, the repetitiveness, and just get a chance to do this. So for a little bit of background on me, I hail from the great state of Ohio. I've lived here my whole entire life. Various parts of Ohio, but still Ohio. Close enough to West Virginia. Hello if you're listening from West Virginia. But I came from a very small town that bordered the Ohio River. Obviously, with that small town came graduating from a very small class. Some wonderful people, or some great people in the town that I grew up in, and the surrounding areas of that. After graduation, I moved to Columbus, Ohio, and lived there for the better part of a decade. Learned a lot while I was in Columbus, Ohio. Many things I'll probably never discuss, because why divulge all of your secrets for everybody to hear? You've got to keep some things to yourself. But I do like to credit the time spent in the city for shaping me into the person that I am today. I've had various jobs over the years. Pretty much dabbled in a little bit of everything. Haha, you see what I did there. I've worked in nursing homes. I have worked behind a desk, primarily behind a desk, customer service of some sort. It's been greatly fulfilling at times, and at other times, incredibly frustrating. Especially since I tend to lean towards the more creative. And that's what I would rather be spending my time doing. Long term, and eventually make it lucrative, I'm going to do so. I want to be happy for the rest of my days. I'm currently studying to get my degree in media communications, focusing on broadcasting. I would love to be the next radio personality. And if you hear my cat, Luna, in the background. Actually, I'm not even gonna apologize because her squeaks are adorable. So if she talks, she talks. She's here to chat too. But like I was saying, I'm going back for broadcasting. I wanna work in radio. I would love to be the next radio personality. If that doesn't work out, I am completely content with working in the background. I stated that I enjoy creative outlets. That doesn't just involve music. As many of you know, outside of this, outside of singing, outside of listening, outside of playing, I paint. I really enjoy photography. I took, my first photography class back in high school and learned 35 millimeter film and was given the chance to work in a dark room, which I can't explain how awesome that is. It's such an old school way of doing things, but it is so rewarding because it is so tedious. But I have a great appreciation for digital art, digital photography. And that's primarily what my focus is today. If you see me out with my camera, painting also became a hobby for me, and I found it to be incredibly cathartic years ago. I don't paint to make money. A lot of times I paint to feel things. I think many of us partake in the arts to feel something. This in itself is an art form. It's incredibly difficult to sit here and talk to myself and have it make sense and have it flow in such a way where you all can follow whatever it is that I'm laying out for you. But this is a great chance for all of us to get together and just open the floor for communication again. Later on, I plan to talk about how I think communicating is a dying art form. And I don't know if a lot of you are going to necessarily agree with that. You know, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with texting and preferring your communications to solely take place screen to screen. There's nothing wrong with tweeting your thoughts or getting on Facebook and talking about your day, talking about your aspirations, your goals, your family, what it is that motivates you and drives you. But I think that if we were all maybe a little bit more in tune with picking up a mic and talking over a voice recorder, picking up the telephone and calling our loved ones, maybe sitting down and having a face-to-face chat, writing your best friend a letter from time to time, instead of tagging them in the places that you're hanging out with the rest of your friends, that maybe things wouldn't feel so strained at times. I would love to revive just an old style of communicating while incorporating a new style of communication, which is doing this online, doing it over the internet, not excluding the general population in other areas outside of that small town that you live in, that I live in. I would love to get the whole world chatting. I don't even know if that's a possibility. The state of the world's actually quite sad anymore. But we're in it, and we've got to learn to navigate it. I'm still learning how to navigate this life. I don't really think we ever stop learning how to navigate it, and I'm okay with that. There's something in knowing that I'm always going to have the opportunity to learn that makes me eager to continue to get up and do it every single day, if given the chance. Given the opportunity. A lot of things have been put into perspective for me over the last few years. If you aren't already aware, I've gone through quite the journey with my health. I really need to find another word outside of journey. I feel like it's so overused, especially by myself here. But I've experienced a lot of things recently that have just sort of opened my eyes, because I feel like that's what they were meant to do. And I've gone through a lot of trials and tribulations, but there's been so much reward in doing so that I don't regret any of it. While I might not get to the nitty-gritty of what's wrong with me, I do want to state that I am living with a pretty rare condition, so I find it very difficult to relate to those around me. Now, in saying that, I'm not saying that I don't have masses of support, because I definitely do. I have one of the greatest support systems. I'm incredibly blessed to have those of you listening to this that are part of that system in my life. So thank you. I I could never thank you enough. But the last few years have really shaped me. And I want to give back the positive things that have come from this. If you have also been through something life-altering that has changed what you know, your daily, what you do day in and day out, I would love to hear your story. We don't have to necessarily relate when it comes to why those life-altering changes took place. But if you've experienced something that has made you maybe think twice about the direction that your life is heading in, or for that matter, what course you're currently on, I want to know your walk. I want to learn your walk. I want to hear about it. I want to give you the platform. I want to give you the floor to express yourself as well. I want for this to be as cathartic as possible. We're not going to sit and focus on the humdrum, the negativity. We're going to have our days where we talk about some hard things. But if I can make this as encouraging and as uplifting as possible, that's what I'm going to do. I think we've all spent enough time being sad and feeling bad and being stuck in a rut. And I think that there's plenty to look forward to, and we've got to make the best of it while we still can. I hope that you all continue to tune back into this, and I can promise the next time it won't be me droning on and on and on about what it is I expect to come out of this podcast. We're going to get into some hot topics. We're going to have some story times. I'm going to have some guest speakers on here. We're going to keep this interactive, entertaining. So, until the next episode, I'll see you all later.